This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I'm Saram to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number
1002.
So I'm Glabli Moria, and Alpha, my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Chaitanya Sai Baba. Today we'll be talking about Sankranti. It is a festival that happens in January the 14th. This festive day has been celebrated from ancient times as a day of fulfillment and joy. Every festival is a social occasion, arising in society, flourishing in society, and promoting the well-being of society. Every festival has been designed to promote the welfare of society. With social changes, festivals also has undergone changes. Today's festival is an extremely important one for the Indians. It is a festival to celebrate the glory of the sun god. The sun moves every month from one sign of zodiac to the next. Sankranti, meaning the sacred change, occurs every month as the sun moves from one house of the zodiac to another. So we'll be hearing some discourses given by our Bhagwan. And before we go into that, let's have a Ganesh bhajan, and here's one for you.
Ganesha, Ganapati Deva, Pavabhayanasa, Vishwadara, Vinayaka. Ganesha Gajavarana Ganesh is sweetest one, humbly I implore thee. Ganesh is dearest one, clear the Ganesha in my heart, truly I adore thee. Ganesh, I pray thou art always here before me. Ganesha. Ganesh is sweetest one, humbly I implore thee. Ganesha, dearest one, before me. Ganesha in my heart, truly I adore thee. Ganesha, I pray thou art always here before me. Ganesha, Vinayaka, Kripa Karoma, Vinayaka, Jaya Ganesha Ishvadara, Haranama Shri Ganesha. Ganesha, 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 sweetest one,
only I implore thee.
Ganesha, dearest one, the path before me. Ganesha in my heart, I adore thee. And Ganesh, I pray thou art always here before me. I pray thou art always here before me.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, Radio Sai Global Harmony wishes you all a happy and a holy Makara Sankranti. The Supreme Universal Teacher, Bhagwan Baba, has dedicated his life to revive the true essence of the eternal truths, the true essence of India's spiritual heritage, the Sanatana Dharma. On the auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti, Radio Sai is pleased to bring you readings of select excerpts from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba in the year 1964, where beloved Bhagwan explains the underlying significance of this day from multiple perspectives. Like everything related to his life, what he says is true and valid for all times, just like this discourse from 4.5 decades ago. If the festival of Makara Sankranti represents the joy of harvest to farmers, it also marks the northward journey of the sun. At another level, it signifies an ideal opportunity for the ascent of the soul towards the cosmic light, the cosmic destination. It reminds us to be vigilant, to utilize our lifespan for thinking pure and positive thoughts, for speaking only what is true, only what is kind and necessary, for engaging in activities that serve a large purpose, in activities that benefit others and hurt none. Dear listeners, we now beg your indulgence to spare a few moments and allow your soul to soak in the golden words of Bhagwan Baba being read out for your benefit. In this message, delivered in 1964, Bhagwan reminds us why Makara Sankranti festival is laden with such important reminders for humanity.
Shanti nahi, hari bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi. बिना सुख शांति नहीं।
The sun appeared cool and serene. The day started getting shorter. The chill wind blew fiercely. The fields were filled with golden harvest. The farmers rejoiced in singing at night with the moon shining bright. The buds of flowers blossomed like garlands of pearls on the banks of rivers. Farmers were bringing home the newly harvested grain, hailing the advent of the joyous festival of Sankranti. Sankranti is so called because the day takes you from the darkness to increasing light. The path of light is open from today. This day, the sun enters upon the Uttarayanam, that is, the journey towards north. The sun moves from the Makara Rekha to the Madhya Rekha. The great warrior Bhishma waited for this day, spending 56 days on the bed of arrows in pain, because he felt that death is auspicious when the sun starts the journey towards north. He wanted to offer his life at the feet of Lord at an auspicious moment. Man must proceed ever towards phalam, that is strength. He should not take to untruth, wickedness or crookedness, all of which denote a fundamental fatal trait of cowardice and weakness. Weakness is born of accepting as true a lower image of yourself than what the facts warrant. You believe you are the husk, but really you are the kernel. All spiritual practice must be directed towards the removal of the husk and the revelation of the kernel. So long as you say, I am, there is bound to be fear. But once you say and feel, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, God, you get unconquerable strength. The body is the field of the master who knows all the fields. One day, when Vivekananda was in his room at night, sleepless because he was tossed about by conflicting thoughts, Ramakrishna, who was asleep, was talking as if in a dream, but his talk was clearly heard by Vivekananda. He said, O Manas, O mind, O Manasa Rajahamsa, O Swan of the mind, O Nitya Ananda Rasaika Nilaya, repository of the eternal bliss only, you are divine in nature, Deva Swarupa, sport in the pure lake of meditation of the divine. Instead, why do you crave for the dirty pond of sensual pleasure? That was the advice of the Guru to Naren, and Naren immediately resolved to take that advice to heart. The influence of the divine is such that while you are contemplating it, all traces of envy and greed will disappear from the mind. The boy Krishna had entered a gopi's house and was just standing beneath the pot of curds when the gopi discovered him. Krishna ran out into the street and the gopi pursued him and wanted to catch him soon, for she was so pained that the boy was running in the hot sun. She never worried about the loss of curds or milk or butter. But the very thought of Krishna's tender feet walking over the hard stones in the sun was something she could not bear. The divine love that Krishna showered made everyone forget everything else. He too gave such disarming replies to the queries of the mother and the gopis that no one could have anything but divine love towards him. She was carrying the milk to the temple to be offered to God. Perhaps God himself took the vessel away from her, he would say, announcing indirectly his own reality. I was sleeping by your side, mother. How then could I have gone away to the houses to steal their butter? He would plead, suggesting that he could be in more than one place at a point of time. when caught in the act of searching for butter, he would say that he had put his hand in the pot just to find out if a calf that had run away was inside it. With such lovely retorts, he won a place in every heart, and gopis vied with each other in fondling him and serving him. Krishna was the Prema Swarupa, divine love personified, even for the grandfather Bhishma. The illiterate simple gopis and the old revered warrior Bhishma, persons of all types, grades and professions, found in him their chief source of wisdom, grace and inspiration. That is the sign of all incarnations. When he waited for the northward movement of the sun to come, Bhishma was giving man a valuable message. The sun is the presiding deity of the intellect, buddhi, and when in the Hridayakasha, that is a space in the heart, the sun takes a northward turn, that is the Uttama Ayana, the superior path, the path which leads to God instead of the downward path to the objective world, that period is best for the journey of the soul. So, what you should do today is to resolve to tread the path of gods, that is Deva Ayana. Have the resolve to begin remembrance of the Supreme Lord's name, ritual worship and divine service, that is Namasmarana, Archana and Aradhana. The day on which you begin this and thus inaugurate the superior path for your intellect, that day is Uttarayana for you. Do not wait for the almanac to tell you that date. The very first lesson I gave when I declared my identity at Uravakonda was Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhavasa Garatharanam. That is, first know that you are in the cycle of birth and death, that is the ocean of worldly life, Bhavasagaram. Then resolve on crossing it, that is Tharanam. Then fix on a guru or name and form of God which appeals to you. And lastly, dwell on his glory, do bhajan, but do it with all your mind. Ego is the most dangerous illusion that has to be exploded and destroyed. Bhima had it, but when he could not lift and lay aside the tail of an old decrepit monkey who was really Anjaneya himself, that bubble of ego was exploded. Arjuna had it. One day after the battle, when Krishna brought the chariot back to camp, Arjuna wanted that like all charioteers, Krishna should get on first. The master must get on later, after the charioteer opens the door for him. But Krishna refused and insisted that Arjuna should alight first before he himself should. So Arjuna got down, and then, as soon as Krishna left his seat and touched the ground, the chariot went up in flames. The fact was that the various fiery arrows that had the power of burning the chariot had hit the target. But due to the presence of Krishna, their igniferous powers could not manifest themselves. Knowing this, Arjuna was humiliated. His ego had a rude shock. He knew that every action of Krishna was full of significance. Krishna was the avatar, incarnation of Vishnu, come to destroy evil. But today, the evil is not identifiable in certain persons alone. It is widespread. The scorpion has poison only in its tail. The cobra only in its fangs. But today, man has poison all over. He has it in his eye, in his tongue, in his mind, in his intelligence, in his gait, in his brain, everywhere. You may ask, oh, when will this poison be counteracted and destroyed? It will disappear, do not doubt it. That is the very purpose for which I have come. Bring your flower of the heart, Hridaya Pushpam, to me, rid of all pests that infest it, the six enemies of man, that is desire, anger, etc. If God is implanted in the heart, you will see only God everywhere, even in the objective world. For Sarvam Brahmamayam, all is Brahman, God, is a fact. Resolve this day to engage only in virtuous deeds, good thoughts and good company. Let your mind dwell on elevating thoughts. Do not waste a single moment of your waking time in idle gossip or vain boasting or demeaning recreations. So, while life persists, do good things, speak soft and sweet words, never injure or insult another, serve those in need, and keep the image of God ever before the mind's eye.
Dear listeners, you just heard readings of excerpts from a divine discourse by Bhagwan Baba delivered 4.5 decades ago in the year 1964, explaining the significance of Makara Sankranti, a festival celebrated throughout India in mid-January. Thank you so much for joining us, and please do stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, coming to you from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of this universe. Sai Ram.
Amma Sai, I am blind without you. Show me how to see.
Amma Sai, I am blind without you. To save me,
but for you, my Sai, no one's there to save me.
But for you, my Sai, no one's there to save me.
Who is there to carry me but you, Baba?
Who is there to carry me but you, Baba?
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.